From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. There's 3 days till Election Day, and the candidates are spending their time looking for every last vote. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are crisscrossing the country for speeches in so-called battleground states. In Wilmington, North Carolina, Trump told supporters that as president, he will restore America's place in the world.
Together, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Hillary Clinton had to shorten her remarks to supporters in Florida because of a torrential rainstorm, but she called for everyone to get out and vote on Tuesday.
So let's get out! Let's vote for the future! Let's vote for what we want for our country and our children and our grandchildren! God bless you!
Trump will campaign in Nevada and Colorado. Clinton is scheduled to campaign in Philadelphia Saturday, where she will appear with pop singer Katy Perry. Newly released voting figures show that 33 million Americans have already cast their ballots for the next president, offering analysts, tantalizing clues as to who might have the advantage in an increasingly tight contest. The United States military says that this week's deadly clashes with Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan very likely harmed civilians. Provincial authorities say Thursday's pre-dawn joint counterinsurgency airstrikes near the northern city of Kunduz killed at least 33 civilians, half of them children. Two U.S. soldiers and several Afghan commando forces were killed before airstrikes were called in, but the U.S. military had not spoken about possible collateral damage until now. This is VOA.